Hi, this is Nick Ortner, author of The Tapping Solution for Pain Relief. Welcome to the bonus audio for Chapter 4. In this audio, we'll be learning how to use tapping to release the emotional charge of events that happened in the past. As we've seen in this chapter, there are different kinds of events. There are physical events like injuries and accidents, and emotional events like losing a loved one, getting divorced, and more. Both physical and emotional events can result in unresolved emotions that later contribute to chronic pain. Those emotions can have several layers, so often it's a process of peeling back the emotions so you can get to the core emotion. Once that core emotion is released, long-term pain relief becomes possible. As we've also seen in this chapter, this entire pain relief process we're going through in this book requires us that we stop judging our own emotions. In order to fully process and release the emotions that have gotten stuck in the body, we need to allow ourselves to feel emotions that we may have been taught were bad, or negative, or even unacceptable. As far as the body is concerned, there are no bad emotions. The only problem that comes from emotions is when we don't allow ourselves to feel, express, and release them. It's normal and healthy to feel anger, sadness, shame, rage. These are all part of the human experience. And to get the most out of this pain relief process, you need to allow yourself to feel a wider range of emotions so you can release them from your body. If that feels scary or uncomfortable to you, make sure to return to that section of Chapter 4. Reread it, and then do the tapping that's in the chapter. And keep tapping on letting yourself feel all of your emotions until you feel comfortable with the idea. In this audio, we'll be focusing on releasing the emotions that result from events. To help you release the emotional charge of events in your past that may be contributing to your pain, I'll be guiding you through a technique called the movie technique, which was developed by Gary Craig. This technique is a powerful way to release the emotional charge of specific events without getting caught up in more global issues. The idea is to imagine what happened to you as if it were a movie that you're narrating. That makes it easier to stay focused on one specific event. Okay, so let's talk about how the process works. A movie has a beginning and an end. There are central characters who do and say specific things. And there's usually a crescendo or peak moment. You don't need to worry about how your movie is structured. The idea is to recreate it in your mind. There is no right or wrong way to reimagine your movie. But keeping these movie elements in mind, the characters in your movie, the scene it took place in, how it began, what the peak moment or crescendo was, and then how it ended, can help you remember pieces of the event that may be helpful. You can also use the movie technique to release the emotional charge of smaller everyday events, like a stressful meeting at work where your client yelled at you, or you can use it to release significant events, including trauma. If you've been through a severe trauma, however, I suggest you stop this audio and go to thetappingsolution.com/EFT-practitioners. It's really important that you work with an EFT practitioner when tapping through severe trauma, or you reach out to a counselor, psychologist, or psychiatrist, preferably trained in tapping, who can help you when you need it. Almost all of them work with clients on Skype or on the phone, so it doesn't matter where you live. One of the great things about this technique is that you can do the whole thing in your head while tapping along. You don't need to worry about saying things out loud. The critical part is that you engage all five senses. You focus on the sights, sounds, emotions, physical feelings, what the characters were thinking, and if it's appropriate, even smelling or tasting. The following questions will help you to set the stage for your movie. So first pick what event you want to work on. What is this movie? And ask yourself, how long will my movie last? You want to make sure your movie is short, 3 minutes or less. Often the key traumatic event in the movie takes only seconds. Then ask yourself, what's the title of my movie? And now let's start playing the movie. And I want you to start tapping through the points. Side of the hand, eyebrow, side of the eye, at your own pace. Start running the movie. Where were you? Picture the movie in your mind. Run the movie. How are you feeling in that moment? Keep all five senses engaged as you begin. Tapping through the points. And just notice, as you're running the movie, on a scale of 0 to 10, how intense your emotions are as you start the movie. If it feels too intense or unsafe, reach out to a practitioner or try pushing the movie further away. See the movie as if it was a mile away from you. Tapping through the points. Taking your time. And running this movie. As soon as you reach a point in the story that carries an emotional charge, make sure to stop the movie and keep tapping through the points, focusing on that one point in the movie where there's an emotional charge. Keep running just that one segment of the movie. What are you seeing? What are you feeling? Tapping through the points on that emotional part of the movie. What was said? What's happening? How does your body feel? Tapping through that movie. Tapping through that intense part. Running it in your mind's eye. Feeling safe and grounded in your body. Seeing that movie. If you've cleared that point of intensity, keep running the movie. What else happened? What else was said? How do you feel about what happened? How do you feel about what was said? Run that movie. feeling safe and grounded in your body. Run that movie. Keep tapping through the points, focusing on parts of the movie that are intense, and letting go. Running that movie. Noticing how you feel. How does your body feel as you run that movie? How does your pain feel as you see and remember what happened? See it. Feel it. Acknowledge it. And let it go. Running that movie. What did they say? How do you feel about what they said? What happened exactly? Feeling safe watching this movie? Pushing it a mile away if it doesn't feel safe? And letting go. Keep looking for points of emotional intensity, those peak moments in the movie. Notice them and keep tapping. How did this movie change who you are right now? What decisions did you make about the world, about life, about yourself, about others, because of what happened? Did you decide the world wasn't safe? Did you decide your body wasn't safe? Notice those feelings. Notice the limiting beliefs that came up because of this event. Tapping through the points. Notice all the decisions that you've made that have been affected by, clouded by this event. What if you could let it go? What if you could forgive? What if you could let this go? This event is over. It's in the past. Is it time to let it go? Is it time to forgive them? To forgive yourself? To forgive anyone or anything involved in this movie? Keep running this movie, looking for any other moments of intensity. Tapping through the points, focusing on the feelings, the sights, the sounds, what was said, what was done. Play the movie and let it go. And notice how the movie changes and how you change with it. Notice how you release all this anger, rage, frustration, fear, sadness, shame. Notice how you let all of that go. Notice how your body changes, how your life changes when you let this event go. When you forgive yourself and others. When you move into the energy of compassion and love for yourself and for others, for anyone who played a role in this movie, all these characters, feeling compassion and love. And if it feels hard to feel these feelings, that's okay. Keep tapping. And see if just a small part of you can feel those feelings. Maybe just the pinky toe on your right foot, feeling love and compassion. Tapping through the points, running this movie, feeling these feelings. Washing this movie, painting it with love, with compassion, with peace and harmony, with gratitude for all the lessons learned. Feeling these feelings in your body. Love. Feel it. Compassion. Feel it. Gratitude. Feel it. Harmony. Feel it. Peace. Feel it. Joy. Feel it. Letting this movie go. Healing the past. It's time. When you're ready, you can gently stop tapping. And just be with these feelings. Run the movie one more time and see how it's changed. If there's still an emotional charge on any part of this movie, keep tapping. You can play this again until the movie feels fully cleared. And you can also use this on other events. I'll keep the music going for a minute or two so you can bathe in these good feelings. I'll meet you again at the end of Chapter 5. Until next time, this is Nick Ortner from thetappingsolution.com. Take care and keep tapping.